Hi, right, so at the Innovations Expo, I'm with Jim Fairley, who's from Connecting for Health, and he's going to demonstrate today a solution for patient access called HealthSpace. So I'll let him describe what it does and how patients are to use it going forward. Thank you. Jim.
Thanks, Nick. HealthSpace provides secure online services for patients. Now, at the moment, we've got a range of services, ranging from quite basic services such as sort of recording your personal details, a calendar, an address book. Getting more sophisticated, you can access Choose and Book through HealthSpace to make your hospital appointment. And more recently, you can use HealthSpace to access your summary care record. Now, as you may know, the Summary Care Record program has been rolled out throughout the country, and HealthSpace provides a secure way for you to see information such as your medicines, such as your adverse drug reactions, and all that can be very useful, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, for example, if you were abroad on holiday and you'd lost your medications, it'd be very handy to log onto HealthSpace, check your medication list, and say to the overseas clinician, that's what I need. Can I have that, please? Or indeed, if you had an adverse drug reaction, you could say, don't give me the penicillin because it will kill me, or whatever like that. So it's a very useful way to check your summary care record, 24/7 from anywhere in the world with internet access. The most recent release of HealthSpace, which went live just a month or so ago, provides a service called HealthSpace Communicator, and that's a secure messaging service for clinicians and patients. Now, so some clinicians already email patients, but they know they shouldn't, mainly because of security concerns, and also because by doing that, the clinician's exposing their email address to the patient, and the patient could send it, put it on the internet, and then suddenly everyone's emailing this clinician, which clinicians might not like. So Communicator gets around these problems. Now, in terms of setting up and how do I sort of access Communicator services, it's kind of set up in a Facebook style. So the clinician says, well, I want to invite sort of Nick to use Communicator. And so I invite Nick, and Nick's got to say, yes, I want to do this. So unless there are mutual benefits between the patient and the clinician, it's not going to happen. It's only if both sides agree will it happen.
Okay, Jim, so how quickly will this be rolled out across the country? How do patients get access to it at the moment?
Okay, well, it's already live in 3 GP practices. And what we're going to do over the next few weeks and months is roll out to a number of different care settings, diabetes care settings. We're talking to Lord Darcy's team in St. Mary's in London as to applying in his care setting. And also we're speaking to the East of England about their personal health plan. So a number of different areas, because really we want to see how best this can be applied across different care settings. And then what we'll do is we evaluate that, we evaluate how the summary care record rollout is going, and then decide how best for the next stage of health care.
Thanks for your time, Jim. It's been good looking today. Thank you. Okay.